The month of September has seen us settle down to some hard work. Mrs. Morrison and Mrs. Adams have started a new round of learning conversations with children from every class to discuss with them what they have been learning in mathematics. The Parent Council invited all parents who might be interested to hear about their work and those parents who might be interested in becoming members of the Parent Council to an open meeting on Thursday, 4th of September. This was well attended. Those present were given an update about the work the Parent Council have been doing to try to improve facilities in the playground and were invited to put themselves forward as members of the Parent Council. We now have a full quota of parent representatives on the Parent Council. Our Parent Council is a very supportive body who work hard to improve various aspects of the school for the sake of the children. If you have any ideas or suggestions for their consideration, please feel free to speak to any member who will make your ideas or suggestions made known to others. Mrs. Maud is now leading our ECO committee in taking forward our ECO initiatives. The ECO committee have met nearly every week since the start of the term to plan their activities for the year ahead. At one of their meetings, a member of Glasgow Safety Services met with them to further promote the ongoing recycling activities. Mrs. Maud and Mrs. Simpson are currently working on Garnet Bank's application for our fourth green flag, which will make us an eco school once and for all. Mrs. Simpson is also leading us as we embark on our journey to becoming a rights-respecting school. This is an initiative promoted by UNICEF and a journey which should lead us all to become more aware of the rights of the child, both here and abroad. We will be engaging in activities which will raise awareness and help make things fairer. Children have been enjoying the lovely weather we have had throughout the month of September. We have made the most of this with the two P1 classes enjoying their first school outing on Kelvin Grove Park to enjoy the surroundings and note the changes taking place as autumn becomes more apparent. P2 also visited Kelvin Grove Park where they have become bird detectives. P4-5 had the opportunity to visit the gardens of Dumfries House where they saw how some foods are grown and learned how they reach our plates. Mrs. Adams, Mrs. Carnan and P7 pupils are preparing to visit Glencoe Outdoor Centre from 6th to 10th of October, where they will participate in lots of outdoor activities. Let's hope the weather is kind to them too. We are looking forward to welcoming those children from Renfrew Street Nursery who will be starting school next session. They will join our P1 classes for storytelling on Tuesday 23rd and Wednesday 24th of September. This is always a lovely occasion which our P1 children and the nursery children really enjoy sharing. Our Healthy Snack initiative started on our return to school after the summer holidays has been very successful. Thank your mums and dads for your support. Children are conscious of what they are eating and very keen that their snack is a healthy option. Keep up the good work. We have had to postpone our EAT assemblies planned for 7th and 9th of October. A number of our P7 pupils will be at Glencoe during this week, as well as Miss Carnan, whom we so depend on to lead us in our music. We are therefore planning to replace this with an assembly during the month of May 2015, as we prepare for Ramadan. The next assembly to which parents are invited will be to celebrate Diwali and will be held on 28th and 30th of October. Look out for further details coming your way.